This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. That's What's on Your Mind. That's thanks to you. So gratitude to all of our fine listeners, whether you're tuned in to the 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the Red River Valley, AM 1100 The Flag, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, 550 K-Fire, which needs a new computer. But that's a whole other show, right, Tom? Those computers, they just, that software locking up on us. Thank you for all the concern, though. My phone is full of people saying, I can hear you. I can hear you on the radio, and you're not on the radio. But we got that fixed. It's all taken off care of. Right, Todd? We're upgrading.
It's just good that you didn't swear, Scott.
I don't ever swear. I don't. No swear word ever crosses my lips. Most times. Good thing I qualified that, huh? Did we lose Todd? Is Todd busy wrestling with the software now? He's finding it somewhere? How are you, Manny? Everything okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
You're good. Okay. All right. Do you have snow in the Twin Cities?
Plenty of it overnight.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah. So it was getting into GCN this morning was quite the task.
It's where our voices beam from where we're at down to the world headquarters of GCN, then out by a satellite to all those stations, whether it's AM 1100 The Flag, 550 K-Fire, KLTC in Dickinson. Can't forget our good folks there. And, of course, KTGO booming to the Bakken as well. 1090 on your radio dial. Glad to have you along on the program today. Okay, let's get to Enderlin, because I promised Grant we'd do that. We also have Galen and Bismarck, who's been waiting a while. He's next in queue. Just want to tell you that. Others welcome and waiting. 800-228-0550. Bunch of text on the whole shoveling, snow blowing, wet snow, what do we do deal. So we're going to talk about that. We have Troy Coons from CNC Farms. Going to talk a little ag today. What else? I'm forgetting something. Mike Nathy will be here. Mike Nathy is the owner of Bismarck Funeral Home, has a great story about tax reform impacting one of his employees, because we're talking tax reform today on the program, too. So all that coming up on the program this hour, brought to you by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Pretty important stuff, but we don't think about it very often. We just flip the light switch on and assume that, okay, it's good, it's there. But think about that. How reliable, how affordable is that? You want that to continue? Then, ladies and gentlemen, you need the lignite industry. Yes, you do. Lignite industry. Mm-hmm. That means clean, beautiful coal. That's what that means. That's right. It's also affordable. It's also reliable. Find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. Okay, Grant and Enderlin, you've been waiting to weigh in on the NRA. Take it away. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. And by the way, I appreciate what you do over the radio, so thank you for that. Scott, I'm a pastor at a Lutheran church here in Enderlin. I am not a member of the NRA, but I am going to become a member of the NRA. The NRA is just being trashed in a cynical way. You know, we point the finger of guilt at the NRA and say, oh, they're the problem, and then we refuse to look at us, at our local communities, our local schools, our local whatever the entity may be. It's not our fault. It's the NRA's fault. It's a national disgrace that sort of stuff is going on.
There's a story I saw, I believe, at Breitbart. I forget where it was, but the membership in the NRA is skyrocketing. So a lot of folks are doing exactly what you're doing. And
good.
So, yeah, in fact, I know, here it is. The Daily Mail reports Google searches for NRA membership rose 4,900% since the attack in Florida. 4,900%. I don't know if they've told us how many new members they have, but evidently membership is up. So, you know, these people who want to, you know, trash your constitutional rights are actually bringing more members to the folks that fight for it. So I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm very glad to hear that. You know, I look upon the NRA as always sort of just a distant group, you know, a distant organization. But now I see the NRA is increasingly valuable to civil rights here in the United States of America. So God bless the NRA.
Appreciate that very much, Graham. Thanks for waiting and joining us today on the program. Galen and Bismarck, let's get you next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Listening to your program this morning, Owen, thank you for having this program. I really love it. It's got so many good topics that you don't that don't really get addressed in detail in North Dakota or even across the nation that I'm aware of. But when I hear about the Dixon Walmart not going to sell things to 19-year-olds
anymore. Wait a minute, Galen. I'm just going to step in there. You're not referring to, a slang name for the people in Walmart. You're talking about two different entities, Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yep.
And Walmart. Okay, go ahead.
Yep. Anyway, with the similar things they're doing, to me, I don't see how that's different than a store refusing to provide service for someone based on either their gender or their sexual preference, such as the one that was in the media last few months ago in Colorado, I think is where it was, where they wouldn't make a cake for a couple that were getting married who were gay. So I'm wondering with this, if it was taken to court, how is that different based upon the age?
There's the $64,000 question. I agree with you. Now, I had a call earlier that I also agree with who said, look, we don't play that game. We don't play the victim game. But I find it very interesting that the media isn't connecting those dots when it comes to the constitutional rights of someone to buy a gun versus somebody to be able to buy a cake for a gay wedding. They haven't yet connected those two. I don't know why not, because I think there's an argument that there's age discrimination here. I would choose to, rather than head to the courtroom and hire a lawyer, not shop at Walmart or not shop at Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's Sporting Goods did this totally for PR. They were already not selling them. There was another spin-off brand of theirs. Anybody remember the name of it that Dick's Sporting Goods owns? It's not Field & Stream, but there's some other kind of store like that they own that I'd never heard of before. That they were claiming were the only ones that sell it, but they were owned by them. So they just did this to get their name out there. Dick's Sporting Goods was already not selling these rifles. They went, and said, oh, by the way, now our affiliated store is not going to sell them either. Can we get on Good Morning America? So in my mind, punish them for it. I mean, don't shop there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks, Galen. Appreciate your call. 800-228-0550, 701 258-0550. You can text Todd or I, too. What to get to next here? Todd, do you realize what you're doing to me here? Todd is sending me picture after picture after picture of, like, dream snowblowers. Dream snowblowers. By the way, the one that K-Fire gave away, a few months ago? That one, I don't remember. What was the brand of that again?
How cool is that? Toro.
Toro
Power Max 928.
Mine's not a Toro, but it's basically that snowblower. And that's the one that didn't cut it yesterday. So folks know that one. That's the one.
Well, it looks like that 928's cutting it there.
Yeah, exactly. It does.
Sure he's been working on his, but yeah.
I personally like the Case IH one. You seen that one? You sent it to me, so you've seen it. That beauty. Which is nice. And then here's one. Oh, this is so nice. 2017 650 Can-Am Outlander. Dual purpose. Use it for pushing snow. Use it for pushing feed to the bunk line. Feeding ahead of 1,000 head of cattle. My 11-year-old son uses it every night to push feed up. Tell me that isn't the luckiest 11-year-old on the planet Earth. You kidding me? Are you kidding me?
So the one that... The guy said, if you're going to dream, dream big.
That was the Case IH, yep.
That's the Case IH, okay.
Yeah, that's an actual tractor.
He's right. I mean, why waste a dream on a snowblower that's going to clog up? I mean,
oh my gosh,
big.
This is beautiful. In case you missed this conversation, I started the program by saying big third world problems, first world problems, rather, yesterday, because the snowblower wasn't cutting it with the heavy snow. And the shovel, my aching back, and, the whole deal. So I said, how to do this better? And some folks suggested the four-wheeler with the snowplow, the ATV. So, and, you know, now I'm getting pictures, and I promised to give a MyPillow to the best photo, the one I'm dreaming about the most. This one's nice,
too. You did want to be able to listen to what's in your mind in the cab. I'm thinking that Case IH one probably cuts that pretty well.
Right, yeah, I love that idea. Yeah. Here's one. Now, the only problem with this one is it's in a Quonset. See, I don't have a Quonset. We have that problem as well. Here's an Articat. Perfect, boy. I tell you, looks good. Looks really good. So we're getting to, and here's a John Deere. This is what we need to feed cows. Maybe a little too big for town. I don't think so. I can't quite make out what it is. What model?
Well, you know, when you have a Scott Henning garage, you got room for something big like that. Just got to kick somebody. It's time to evict a few tenants there, Scott.
Yeah.
Come on.
Is this fake news that the Bismarck schools banned students from touching snow?
No, that wasn't Bismarck.
Where did that actually happen? I need to know more about that.
It was not Bismarck.
Oh, good, good.
The day we get that foolish.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll tell you about this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
The 2017 models must go at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince Webker is here. Vince, tell us about the great deals you have going on right now.
Yeah, we're really trying to move all of our inventory, 2017 inventory, so we're throwing in great financing options like 60 months, no interest financing. Also, some cash discounts on all in-stock Hot Springs Spas, so you can take advantage of some great savings there for Every Day Made Better.
What does that mean, Every Day Made Better?
Every Day Made Better means every time you sit in a hot tub, you're better. You're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and you're better relationally and emotionally beyond the water. And what hot water does for the body, it's magic. Every Day Made Better through a hot spring hot tub.
These deals are on right now. 60 months, no interest financing, cash discounts too, and use the promo code ACE with your Hot Springs Spa staff member and get an additional savings up to $1,900. So hurry to Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables too. West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too. Promo code ACE.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich, a Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming February 2018 auctions include 300 acres of irrigated land in Ottertail County near Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, 160 acres of cropland in Polk County near Climax, Minnesota, 480 acres of crop and pasture land in Mercer County near Hazen and Stanton, North Dakota, 1,200 acres of crop, pasture, and hunting land in Adams County near Regent, North Dakota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Continues. I'm Scott Hannon. Todd, the Radio God Mitchell, is here. We have Manny manning the phones when you call. So remember, Manny's the guy you're chatting with. Just tell him your name, where you're calling from, and we'll put you to work. So this is Britain. I guess this is South Dakota. where this school is. So I can't even believe they do this in South Dakota. Are you South Dakotans going to put up with this? This is this school in Britain banning students from touching snow in an attempt to prevent snowball fights, which could cause injuries. The head of the school, Joe Richardson Community Schools, called there, explained that the ban was needed to protect the school from any lawsuits if a student got hurt. It only takes one student, one piece of grit, one stone in a snowball in an eye with an injury, and we change our view, said the principal. I think pretty much just like that. According to the newspaper here, she also explained that when students play in the snow, their clothes get wet and become unfit for school. Is this like a parody? This can't be real. Other schools have banned snowball fights, but this is the only one that has banned touching snow outright. The rules are, this is a quote from the principal lady, the rules are, don't touch the snow. If you don't touch the snow, you're not going to throw it. She's defending the rule, but many people mock the school on social media. One person tweeted, the Snowflake Society should build separate schools for their children. I think the Snowflake Society should build separate schools for their children, let the rest of society's children get on with doing what children have been doing since the beginning of time, being children. Oh, my gosh. By the way, I'm just having fun with you. That's not Britain, South Dakota. That's Britain as in over the pond. That Britain. Yeah. That Britain. Unbelievable. You can't make it up, Todd. You can't make it up.
What has the world come to?
Exactly right. We have a caller that called earlier and answering the question, who would Russia like to have been president? And before we play that, we want to celebrate our callers. We get callers a lot of different ways on this program. We have the 24/7 line, which is 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. 24/7, we answer those calls. You can call us live on the air. 258-0550, or when you call either of those lines, if we're live, you know, you can chat with us live on the air. If we're not, you can leave a message. Or if you prefer, just a, hey, I heard a question, I want to answer it, but I don't have time to wait online for, you know, however many people are in front of me, I'll just leave a message. We appreciate that. And this caller did just that, so we want to celebrate them. Brought to you by Delta. Delta Constructors are the folks that the oil and gas industry calls when they want a job done right. When they want it done right. Turnkey well site solutions, flow lines, pump jacks, conditioning modules. They fabricate them. They set the pump jacks, the modular skids, the tank batteries. I mean, basically all of it. E&I services, electrical instrumentation, the mechanical design, the survey work, the field engineering. I mean, all of it. Pipe insulation. Call Eric. He'll tell you. 406-250-8151, 406-250-8151, online at deltaconstructors.net. Roll that call, Todd.
Okay, now, are we doing the Delta call of the day from yesterday or the Russia president one?
Russia.
That one, okay. Yeah. So make sure I'm grabbing the right one.
Hey, good morning, Scott. This is Tom from Lake of the Woods in Minnesota. Your question about who would Russia like to see as president is something that I have long thought about, and I was convinced from the first time I heard this debate that Russia would much have preferred Hillary Clinton be president, because it's obvious they were able to deal with her and work deals with her, as proven by that uranium sale. So I really don't think they would collude to try to get Donald Trump in office. And so that's why this collusion connection with Trump always has seemed like a farce to me. So I love your show, Scott. Have a good day.
Very kind of you, and I agree. Which is why the mainstream media is incompetent. They've not even just strung these basic, simple facts together. I would also say, besides the whole uranium idea, or even the idea of them more easily being able to cut a deal and shape and mold Hillary the way they'd like to, I again take you back to the campaign and her positions on oil and gas development. There would have been less oil and gas production under Hillary Clinton than under Donald Trump. Donald Trump is saying, let's fuel the energy renaissance of America. Let's go. He's done more with his pen than Hillary Clinton would have done with an 8-year term. And he did it right away. Dakota Access Pipeline, opening up federal lands for consideration of leasing. I mean, I'm telling you. And Russia themselves are saying there is a huge threat to them from us, from oil and gas development. It's big time. Todd, do you have the buzzer handy? Todd uses the buzzer when I do something I'm not supposed to do. It used to be when I'd say the word Obama, because we just got so tired of the guy, we didn't want to say it. They'd say that.
Oh, he's still hooked up.
So if I ever say, text Todd or I at 367-2054 for me, or 226-8503 for him, will you press that, Todd? Will you do that?
Yeah. Wait,
because proper English is text Todd or me, not text Todd or I.
That's true. That's true.
It is true. And I know this, yet I have a bad habit of mangling the English language there. And I get a text from someone who clearly has nothing else to worry about but this issue. And so I feel bad for them because they're so concerned about this. And I also want to say it the right way. So can you do that? And maybe I'll break myself of that habit. You think it'll happen? Let's try it.
See what happens.
Text Todd or I, 367... Oh, excuse me. Text Todd or me at 367-2054. See, I caught it early there. Texting me at 367.
Would you have caught it without the buzzer, though?
I don't know. No, that's why we need the buzzer.
Welcome to English 101, everybody.
Another listener says, less oil and gas production under Hillary would drive prices up. It seems you people can't be pleased.
You people?
Well, prices up means for consumers who pay at the pump, too. So, yeah, and you people's a strange... I think this person is of a different political persuasion than you and I, and they're a little snarky, Todd. And this is why I hope that they, can not be so snarky. Right? I mean, we want everybody to be happy, regardless of their political persuasion.
Don't worry, be happy.
Okay, yes, yeah. Exactly right, yeah. So I got another photo. This one is of the smaller John Deere tractor, but it has a scoop on the front, okay? And has the snowblower in the back, Todd. What do you think of that?
Double duty, huh?
Scoop push with the front, 5-foot drive-over mower and tiller in the summer, plus all kinds of attachments. We're looking at new toys here to take care of this wet snow problem, folks. Keep them coming. Love the picks. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my Dulce de Leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm Dulce de Leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dulce de Leche Crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now, I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To end. You know what I'm saying? Don't want it to end.
Hey, your Mr. Happy Guy wants you to keep playing this too because you know what the song is?
What?
Couldn't Get It Right.
Oh, there you go. Exactly right. Yeah, one of these days he'll get it right and decide the liberal way doesn't fly in North Dakota. He should move to, you know, I don't know, Minneapolis, you know, St. Paul. Find some liberal, San Francisco would be a good, you know, liberal bastion of utopia.
Wait, don't you live in Fargo?
Yeah.
Which is...
Well, Grand Forks would be more liberal than Fargo, but Fargo would be more liberal than Bismarck, sure, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little, you know...
Grand Forks is more liberal than Fargo? I didn't realize that.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I think if you did it, I think if you did it district by district, county by county, it's kind of that UND influence, but...
Brother.
Yeah. A little bit of that.
I'll stay out here.
My theory on Fargo is it's really made up of people from everywhere else in North Dakota, right? You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of my theory there. We're talking tax reform today and a bunch of other things. We got a bunch of texts to get to related to the number one controversy of the day, and that is when your snowblower doesn't work because the snow is too wet. You know, what the heck do you do? We've solved that, we believe, thanks to the ingenuity of our fine audience, and that is a four-wheeler with a blade on the front. And so I suggested that listeners send me some pictures, and the best one, the utopia, the best of the best that we're looking for, would win a free MyPillow. And we're getting inundated with some great pictures, so I'm doing lots of dreaming during the breaks, finding the best ones. So we'll stay on it. And let you know who the lucky winner is. So that's coming up. But we are talking tax reform today. The Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo Chamber put on an event today talking about tax reform and about how different businesses are benefiting. We talked to Dan Cattermus, who's the president of True North Steel, earlier. They do tanks and pipe and bridges and logistics and structural and a number of states throughout the upper Midwest. From their perspective, we talked to Ike Bailey, talked to the experts a little bit about the folks they're advising. And we thought we'd also talk with a Bismarck business owner, our friend Mike Nathy, a member of the North Dakota legislature, also a member of Governor Burgum's higher ed task force, a busy guy, and the proprietor of Bismarck Funeral Home. Representative Nathy, how are you, sir?
Very good, Scott. Good morning. How are you doing?
Wonderful. Nice to have you on the program. I heard about the event that was put on the other day by the Americans for Prosperity Group, And they were talking in a venues, I guess, in Fargo and in Bismarck a little bit about the tax reform plan, how it was working, that you had a great story about one of your employees and how they benefit. And I thought, well, let's share that for the What's on Your Mind audience. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, you bet. Glad to share it with you. So back in about mid-January, one of my employees walked in with a pay stub, and he walked in and said, you know, Mike, I'm not complaining, but my paycheck is not what it used to be. It's actually more. And I looked at him, and we had just changed over to a payroll service, and I thought, oh, geez, I must have screwed up, sent him the wrong information, wrong number. So I said, hey, give me a couple minutes. Let me call him, find out. So I called payroll service, and we go through it, and come to find out, he saw the bump because of the tax bill. And I thought the schedules weren't coming out till February, but they actually came out in the middle to late January. So we went through it, and went through it all with all my whole staff, by the way. But so went through with this employee, and she told me he was going to save about $84 a check. And I thought, man, that's fantastic. So I was kind of excited to call him in the office. I brought him in, and I told him about it. I said, you know, you're going to get this $84 per check bump because of the tax reform bill. And he looked at me, and he had this little grin on his face, and he just kind of stared at me for a little bit. And you could tell, Scott, he was doing the math in his head, trying to figure out how much that equated in a year's pay. And for him, it equated in the neighborhood of $2,000, just for him, not including his wife. He and his wife figured they may be seeing a bump in their payroll around $4,000, which is a pretty significant for a family with three very young children. I mean, that's money they could use for, you know, diapers and formula and that kind of stuff. And so he was very excited about it. And he looked at me and he held that stub. He said, you know, this is why I voted for the president. And I looked at him. I said, yeah. I said, remember who supported it and remember who didn't support it. He said, I most certainly will. And I got to believe, Scott, that scenario has played out all over North Dakota, yeah, in more ways than one, and really, quite frankly, all over the country. And I think that's probably why you're seeing some of the bump in the president's approval numbers, too. So it hit home with him. I went through it with my other employees, and pretty much the same reaction with all of them. And, you know, that is not crumbs, as some of the critics say. That is real money. $84 a paycheck can equate to a lot of money for a family who's who's raising three children. So it was pretty neat to see.
What a great story. That's neat. That's just real. That's just the real deal. Hey, something must be wrong. This is too much. So he didn't even, at first blush, he didn't even connect the dots between the new withholding tables being out and the tax reform bill or any of that, because he was probably thinking no way it'd be that much on his end.
No, he didn't, and neither did I. Like I said, I thought the schedules were coming out in February, and like I said, I thought, oh, you know, I messed up because we just went to a payroll service, and I was pleasantly surprised when I found out about that. So, and it was kind of neat because I was excited to tell him. I was excited to say, hey, you know, you're getting a pay raise more or less because of what happened in Congress and with the tax reform bill. So, yeah, it was pretty neat to see.
Yeah, there's a ton of hand-wringing going on about the November elections. And obviously in any presidential administration, history tells us that the party in power, if you will, and the party that the president is going to lose seats. So you got all the geniuses in the mainstream media here in February and March telling us how bad things are going to be in November for Republicans. They've got it all figured out. And I think the story you just told is one they're not factoring in at all. And I think the evidence of that is going to be more and more every single month. And you know, even though much of this obviously didn't even kick into 2018 for businesses, so it's, you know, it's a ways before you're going to see some of the impacts. But I think I agree with you. I think that ultimately that change, that law, that policy, and the difference that means in individuals' pocketbooks, like your employee at the Bismarck Funeral Home, and how that ripples to how many different businesses, is going to have a ginormous effect on what people think about the Republican majority and President Trump, for sure.
Yeah, I think the blue-collar worker is going to see it, and they're going to feel it. I mean, $84 to a blue-collar worker is a lot of money. It may not be to a millionaire, but an $84 bump on a paycheck is a lot. And like I said, Scott, that scenario has been playing out all over the state. And I think as people go in and do their taxes, I'm actually going to see my tax accountant here later this morning, and I'm going to find out exactly what the ramifications, what the results are of this bill on my business and as me as a taxpayer. And I think as people go see their tax preparers this spring, they're also going to see, hey, you know, I'm getting another the deduction. Now, you get, rather than $12,000 you don't get taxed on, Now you don't get, you get their first $24,000 before you get taxed for everybody. I mean, people are going to see that. Their tax preparers are going to explain that to them. And that hits home. That hits home big time. And I think you're going to see a lot of smiles on people's faces as they go on and get their taxes done.
Yeah, when I already did my taxes for this year and went in and found out that I got a little bit I have to pay Uncle Sam, which I always love to do. But you know, a $6,000 difference if the tax law in 2017 was the same as what it will be next year. $6,000. And your accountant will do that for you. They can calculate out exactly what it will be a difference. So encourage people to do it. I think it's great news. I really do. I want to ask you a question that is unrelated to tax reform, but with your legislator hat on. A texter just sent in a question saying, I'm in Dickinson. I heard a rumor there's legislation out there that if passed, it would make the minutes of official meetings private and not published in the newspapers. I know it's not your media platform, but it would affect us all. Thanks for any light you guys shed on this. Is there anything proposed that you've heard about something like that? Or they...
to be honest, Scott, I have not heard anything like that. You know, the legislators are working on bills as we speak, and as we get closer to the session, that's going to pick up steam. There's a lot of different ideas out there and a lot of different topics. But I have not heard that one at all. I haven't at all.
I don't know, and I don't know where, you know, this listener's in Dickinson. I will say this, you know, there have been a number of votes that you'll find on city elections where they'll say, do you still want us to publish the, you know, the city commission minutes in the local newspaper because it costs a ton of money, and yes or no. And they usually end up passing. I'm not sure why, because quite honestly, if anybody wants the minutes, you can go online and not have to go buy a newspaper to get them.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, but those are usually local elections. I wouldn't think that'd be a statewide thing, but this is the time when people are cranking up ideas, right?
Yeah, and people are bouncing them off, and she may have heard somebody talking about it or whatever. You know, I would just say, just to kind of keep your powder dry and wait to see the actual bill being filed before you get too worked up about any issue. Because right now legislators are talking to the constituents, talking to people that they're working with on ideas and trying to hash out how they want to put a bill out or whatever. So it's really early in the process. But, yeah, legislators are working and talking. I don't doubt that this caller or this emailer had maybe overheard somebody or somebody had said, hey, I hear so-and-so's working on it. But there's a big difference between working on the issue and actually filing a bill.
So anything you anticipate is going to be, you know, front center, big time? Obviously, you've been chair of the Education Committee. You've been on the Education Funding Committee during the interim and taxation as well. I mean, what do you think is going to be the big thing as you head into the legislative session later this year?
Well, I as you know, I was on appropriations last session, and I think one of the big things we have to do, and it's been reported on, going into the next session, we're going to have a $400 to $700 million hole to fill in the budget. And it's going to come down to the numbers again. It's going to come down to what we have in our checking account, banking account, whatever you want to call it, and how we're going to fund state government. And we will fund it, but it just depends on what we have. So in my mind, in my world, we got to figure out how we're going to fill that $400 to $700 million hole. There's a lot of other issues too, Scott. As you said, education funding, infrastructure funding is the big thing. You saw another talking about legislative ideas. One yesterday, Roscoe Striley had out there. Possibly using some of the legacy money to help fund infrastructure projects in the state. So there's a lot of things going on, and like every session, we're going to have a lot of high priorities to deal with.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to talk about that much, but we'll have to have Roscoe on and just visit a little bit about that idea, one concept out there about, you know, how to use the legacy fund. What did you think of the idea, just quickly?
I'm not either for it or against it. I just need some more information on it to know it. But I like the out-of-the-box thinking that Roscoe's and some of the other legislators are working on there. It's definitely worth taking a look at. We have definite infrastructure needs in this state. And we put a lot of money, billions of dollars out west in infrastructure. But to be honest with you, Scott, we have a lot of infrastructure needs in central North Dakota and eastern North Dakota, too. So we need to start looking at that. And so I think any ideas that we have to help fund infrastructure in this state as a whole, I'm all in for taking a look at it.
Mike Nathy, Bismarck legislator. Thank you, sir. Appreciate the time.
You're welcome, Scott. Have a great day.
You as well. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota, the Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On your mind, final segment. Oh my gosh. And watch your text. If you send us in a text of a photo of a suggestion for a new soap blower, we'll have a winner by the noon hour. I just can't get through them all. I want to make sure I properly do this. Troy Coons is helping me now as well from CNC Farm. CNC Seeds is also in the
snow removal
business
and gravel business.
Yeah, yep. So you can maybe give me a few ideas too. What did you think of that snow beast this guy just sent me here? Did you see that?
Yes, I'm going to send you a picture of something similar that we have.
Snow beast. Look at this thing. How would you describe that to the audience?
That's like a mountain machine with dual augers on it, track system, basically on or off road anywhere. Yeah. Wow, what a machine!
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if my wife would go along with that, you know, kind of look a little bit of an eyesore in the neighborhood. But somebody else has suggested a payloader. No need to store it inside, just warm it up and go. Nice payloader. That might be a little much for a, you know, three-stall garage driveway, huh?
It would be quick.
Yeah. But you've got snow plows for crying out loud.
Yeah, we do snow plows, road graders. We got Arctic pushers. We got snow blast Arctic machines with 1,100 horsepower.
Wow. So nice to have you here on the eastern end of the state.
Yes.
You're touring the state, are you?
Yeah, I was in...
You're on the CNC... World tour? Is that what you're doing?
Well, hitting a few towns, different meetings in different towns, yep.
Always got something going. So we're getting to that point, I think, where some decisions have to be made.
Yeah, early right? on, some of the bag decisions were made on some of the corn and soybeans and some canola. Still some guys thinking along those lines that have not made those decisions, and then a lot of guys starting to think about the small grains from the chickpeas, which are super popular now, some decent flax contracts out there people are thinking about, the ranchers with the short forage supplies are thinking a little bit. So you got conventional soybeans, your wheats, all of those type of things where guys are thinking about that more now. It's kind of the time they start thinking about that with their crop insurance deadline coming up shortly, getting their new financing shortly.
So, any recommendations? Any if you're got a little bit of this or a little bit of that, or which way you lean on particular? What are you thinking?
Well, the guys that are calling in, there's a lot of calls about chickpeas, which you know the numbers are really good on chickpeas. Conventional soybeans, the numbers are good because they're less expensive to put in, and the yields are comparable to better. Some decent contracts out there on flax. A little bit of premiums on gold flax as well at the moment. I don't know if there's many contracts on oats yet, but there's been some contracts out there for oats, and so we handle all those things.
All right. So, what else do you want folks to know?
Well, we carry everything from an alfalfa seed to a garbanzo bean. We'll take all the time you need to understand each of the commodities and their agronomic needs, and so we could help you with all that.
It's going to be a good year?
I sure hope so. A little nervous about the moisture situation, even though we just got done with the rain and hail and a little bit of snow, but, you know, that's a little concerning. So that's something for guys to think about, you know.
We ended the year obviously dry, and drought was a big issue last year.
Yeah.
And just pure numbers-wise, if you just crunch the numbers, we've not gone anywhere near enough to sort of make up from how dry it was before already, right?
No, we were very, very wet going into last season. We had an inch 40 in moisture after planting till harvest. So, yeah, our subsoil moisture is gone in our region. So,
yeah.
Need some definite timely rains this year.
That's pretty much the story every year, though, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Right?
That's how it is in North Dakota.
So, you're optimistic because you're a farmer. Just by your very profession, you have to be.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd never be in the game.
Nope.
Right?
You got to love it. You got to be an optimist.
Yeah, exactly right. All right. Anything else you want to tell us?
Well, no. You know, if you have any questions, give us a call at 701-482-7865 or go to ccseedfarm.com. Thank you, Scott.
ccseedfarm.com or 482-7865 at CNC Farms. You're registered and certified seed dealer. They do great work. Fine sponsor of ours here on What's On Your Mind, and we appreciate them. Thank you, Troy.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to see you. Good to catch up. So couple of things here. To wrap up with, one, I want to remind you tomorrow, we have scheduled a conversation with Congressman Kevin Cramer in the weekly talk radio town hall. As you know, we were not able to do that last week because Congressman Cramer was at the bedside of his son, Ike, who remains a patient in Bismarck at a hospital and in the ICU unit. So if some people have been asking, what's the latest? And I've said, just keep praying. That's all I can tell you is to keep praying. I know that's all Congressman Cramer has done, along with his wife, Chris, and their entire family, is to be at the bedside of their son. But we have, so far right now, at least things still scheduled for tomorrow. And I know Congressman Cramer is planning on doing a few things with Sonny Perdue, for instance, on Friday, the Ag Secretary. So I think that's a go for tomorrow, but we look forward to that on the program very much. We're also going to talk to Will Gardner. Will is a candidate for Secretary of State in North Dakota. He is competing for the Republican nomination against the longtime current Secretary of State, Al Jager, in that post. We'll talk with him a little bit about that endeavor. Thursday, circle your calendars, because we're doing a trooper talk. The motor carrier division folks are going to be in, and we're going to give you all the latest guidance on all the electronic logs. We've got a lot of questions, and there's, you know, all kinds of things, not only from, you know, over-the-road truckers that do this for a living, but also how does it impact the ag world? How does it impact the rodeo world? I mean, if you're bringing livestock to market, what do you do? So a lot of impacts, a lot of questions, and that certainly is something you need to worry about as well. Let me get one more call in here from Denny in Moorhead, and we'll talk a little Russia. Denny, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, I was going to take you up on the Russia question. You made a valid point as far as maybe the fracking or whatever, but my points are as far as Michael Flynn. Michael Flynn lied about lifting the sanctions.
Michael Flynn wasn't on the ballot. I'm asking
you. No, but I know Michael Flynn lifted the sanctions. He promised to lift the sanctions. He lied about it. He pleaded guilty to it. And the other deal is all the intelligence agencies and
so the question
James
is, who do you think they more would want as president? Answer that quickly for me.
I'm saying, just like James.
Okay, we gotta go. See you tomorrow.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morkin of Castleton. We invite North Dakota farm women to our soybean marketing seminar for women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room, located in Berry Hall in Fargo. Naomi Bloom will lead the one-day seminar. Ms. Bloom is an expert in advising farmers how to manage their cash marketing needs and properly use futures and options. Naomi helps farmers understand the importance of managing basis, delivery point considerations, cash flow, and contracts. This program is designed specifically for women involved in North Dakota soybean production. Come learn and network in a friendly environment with colleagues making the same decisions on their farms. Again, Soybean Marketing Seminar for Women, March 13th at NDSU's Commodity Trading Room located at Berry Hall in Fargo. Deadline to register is March 6th. Register online at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.